T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right. Every single Friday around this time, Mitch Holthus joins us, brought to you by GEHA, a Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, using my eyes, I saw that Rashee Rice played 40% of offensive snaps and yet still got 10 targets. That's, boy, he ate on Sunday, didn't he? Uh-huh.
Mitch?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hi, Mitch.
So, yeah, Dusty Lear, you want to stay focused. I don't know if he's there.
I hear Mitch, but I don't know that Mitch can hear us is what I think is happening right now. Gotcha. With the phone. See, people come in here at night and they start touching buttons. I feel like I'm going to have one of these moments that I have with my kids. Stop touching things that you don't need to be touching.
Oh, Mitchie?
You there? All right, don't swear, Mitch. All right, we're going to have to put Mitch down.
Yep.
That didn't come out right.
I was just saying, come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, boy. You got to bring Mitch back up. That's what we got to do.
We have to put Mitch down. Like, we're taking him to the vet later today. Sorry, Mitch. You've been a good dog for us for the last 10 years, but it's time to go.
Somebody definitely had a dog or a cat named Mitch, and you just gave them a terrible memory.
Yeah, probably. I guarantee you somebody's named their dog after Mitch. I guarantee you there's dogs named after Denny and things like that.
Oh my God. Lord.
So you couldn't get on the phone, so you drove your ass in here? This is unbelievable. Oh, get on that microphone right there.
Which one? This is a surprise.
This isn't working.
Test 1, 2, 3.
What the hell are you doing?
Turn the camera.
Yeah. All there right, you go. Now you're on TV. So
Mac
you
and
just
I had
pull
a little
over.
Fun. We were going to have some fun. We're going to start on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And then bust in here while I was on the phone.
I am extremely hard right now.
I got to bring you, you know, it's like Mahomes right before they go out on the field.
Yeah.
Good hell.
All day, every day, every play. Let's go.
You just walked up the steps in this building, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are the steps of death.
The steps of death. You know when they're the steps of death?
You didn't even comb your hair you got here on time. God, bless you, Mitch.
I have no idea, man.
You look good.
Me and Mac Morey.
Moray.
Is it Mac Morey that Moray?
It's Morey, but Morey sounds French, and I kind of like that.
No, I think it's the coolest. I'm going to change my air name to Mac Morey.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to the news. Here's Mac Morey. Traffic and weather with Mac Morey. I just think it's so cool. But anyway, we had this.
David?
Right?
Mac
Short. We're going to surprise you guys.
He's blazing you.
Chicks dig it. We're going to surprise you guys. Start on the phone and then just bust in.
Oh, that would have been great. I love it. I love it. How you been? You good? You look good in person.
Let's go.
I loved your line the other day where I texted you about, you know, the national people will probably say it's not good enough or whatever at the end of the game yesterday.
All the kneel downs.
Yeah, the kneel downs, yes.
They had seven negative plays. What's wrong with the Chiefs? They're done.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, their dynasty's over. What? No, those were kneel downs.
Clown. Well, you know, we had Gary Myers on a couple of weeks ago. He said this wasn't a dynasty.
It was not.
Yeah.
He said the Patriots at least are theirs for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to play the soundbite for you, but you don't have headsets on. He goes, I don't know that it's necessarily nice. I say, Gary, are you serious?
Yeah, but their 20 years were intermittent.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Ours have been consistently.
Well, they won it in 04, and they didn't win it again until 14.
14.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a 10-year gap there. Yeah.
This one, I was talking to somebody yesterday. This is like the Yankees of the 50s in baseball, mm-hmm. where they were always winning the American League pennant. I think the Indians won it once, the Guardians.
Come on.
And then that's the 1950s. Yep. Then who else? Like the White Sox won it. Otherwise, they won it every year.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Constantly.
Neither here nor there. I just, we had a Mac and me. He's my dog. Mac and me. Yeah. So. Mac and Mitch, what?
Mac and
we
Mitch.
Might take you guys over for the morning slot.
Yeah, it's too many M's though.
Yeah,
Mac and Mitch.
Meanwhile, yeah. Matt McMullen sitting in his room like the X-Men, looking at the picture.
What about Matt McMullen? Matt McMullen, Mac Morey. Mitch, I got to change it. Mitch Mitchell.
And then you have Mark McMillan, in which I've said the
Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse. Well, we had him on at the Super Bowl and whatnot. He's doing some grilling stuff out there.
Well,
Las
and he's
Vegas.
Doing stuff with the Raiders.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know how he got involved
It'd
in that.
Tough gig.
Hey, checks cash, man.
Last week.
What's that team going to look like at week 18 when we play them?
What, the Chiefs?
Yeah. No.
That'll be Gardner Minshew.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so. How you feeling right now about this? Because I'm stoked. It's the best team in the NFL, and there's no stopping us. I don't think we're losing again.
Well, there's so many variables. And if you you just take
Stay
it one
focused,
week at
Bob.
A time. You know what I mean? Take it one week at a time. But the when you have to. But just look at November, and you're going, that's my minute with Mitch, actually, next week. Don't want to scoop that, but I get into the month of November globally and then micro down, but just I feel really good about this team. I heard you guys talking about Breshard Smith. I really think that we need to put Breshard Smith in his own, like if we're looking at a spreadsheet, he has his own line. Don't put him in the RB column. Put him by himself, like a McKinnon type. McKinnon plus. Chiefs have really not had that guy with that kind of ability. I'm really excited about him because I told you guys we were going to talk about Andy Reid's geometry attack and his geometry lesson. In 13 years of being around Andy Reid, and when he's done coaching, he'll be fascinating to have set down and go into his philosophy. But he really looks at it from a geometric standpoint. And I'm not giving away government secrets because it changes every play. There's no way you can go, hey, where's the geometry? Because the angle of which sets off the geometry changes literally every play.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have to, but to be totally effective in that, you have to have all these points on the parallelogram that are effective. And now with Breshard Smith, I think he's the underrated guy in this. When I asked Xavier Worthy yesterday, I go, who's your 4x1? He goes, well, I'm running 2. I go, I thought you'd run 4. But he had McDuffie in there along with Tyquan and Hollywood. I go, how about Breshard? He's like, oh, yeah, Breshard. Like, if he's the alternate, it's a pretty good alternate.
Yeah, but nobody thinks about speed when you talk about defensive backs. When you said McDuffie, I'm like, whoa, really? I never even, like, computed that, you
right.
know?
But I think we'd need to put Breshard in his own category. Just because he's RB in your fantasy line for your fantasy league, in reality football, he's just on his own place.
I saw something the other day, and I'd like to give the person credit, but I don't remember who it was. It may have been one of the Nationals that said something to the effect of, they've got Breshard Smith, and now the Chiefs are just in creating positions, you know, like just inventing positions.
Well, there you go. That's exactly my point. And you're going to get a mismatch with him. You're not going to put a corner on that guy. So if that's a safety or a linebacker, bye-bye. And they can do 1,000 things with him. And then I told you with Rashee Rice coming back, He's 2021 Deebo Samuel to me in the fact that now you can use him either to create, you know, part of your geometry as your main angle, or he can be outstanding complement attacking all different ways. So you just have matchup nightmares all over if you're a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. When you look at Breshard Smith, and I think about this sometimes, there's obviously a miss on Sky Moore. But I feel like the way they use Breshard Smith is in a dream situation, how they wanted to use Sky Moore. Now, I know they didn't want to use him as a running back, but they wanted to use him in those little quick outs and those routes where you could basically give him 5 yards and then let him do the rest. Because Obviously, Rashard Smith, receiver, converted running back. Sky Moore was a running, or like a receiver, but had running back style moves in the field. And heck, you know, we talked about his legs when he was a rookie here in Kansas City and how he was able to kind of create space with his skill set. Never really saw it come to fruition with Sky Moore. And now with Rashard Smith, you can kind of throw it. I watched that, you know, Raiders game from the 50-yard line. I was like right below you on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to watch how they motion him in the backfield. And then he's got the one-on-one that you can see that Patrick knows. And it's like the light bulb goes off and it's like, okay, I know he's going to be there. I can trust that. Unlike there was that trust with Sky Moore, there's that trust with Rashard Smith. And then the evolution of what that play ends up happening is all Rashard Smith.
Well, the jet sweep, the flip pass, the end around, the screen, mm-hmm. the baby screen. It's not exactly two guys out there. It could be one blocking for one. When you have literally another 4-2-9 guy, that just goes in warp speed. And now all of a sudden I hit that edge on whatever that end around flip pass jet sweep looks like, and it's terrifying because mm-hmm. it gets to the edge so fast and up the field so fast. Again, a 7-yard play can become a 70-yard play. Then you add in the fact that you have Rice. And so Rice now and Smith, to me, are a perfect complement. It's like having Mayweather and Pacquiao on the same side in a boxing match, and they get a tap out and switch rounds, but they're in the same corner. That's what it feels like to me because it's a perfect complement. So many teams, I don't care what sport it is, replicate guys. And this, I think, goes back to what Bob's point was, all of these guys, in a way, complement each other. But particularly Rice and Rashard Smith.
Yeah, it's an offense like we've never seen before. And that sounds ridiculous to say when they did 50 and 5,000. But this, to me, is finally like in July of 24, we were told this is what this was going to be. And here we are finally in October of 25, 18 months later, and we finally get to see it. It's like nothing we've ever experienced offensively before. We're putting up 30 a game for the last four games. Save Jacksonville's 28. They had 30 in that game if the kicker makes his kicks. And this is the offense that I think Andy and Matt have been dreaming of for the last 18 months.
Yeah, and with that 514 area code, walk down the hill in St. Joseph, which was the what was the theme of last week, we didn't know we'd have Rashard Smith.
Yeah.
And so you throw him in the mix. And then the fact that now Mahomes can just wheel and deal. 9 guys catching passes is ridiculous. 13 guys touching it is ridiculous. You have so many ways to attack now. And if the offensive line can get healthy, stay healthy, be there, they're getting better every week. Mm-hmm. And so everything's just kind of clicking, working.
And also, too, by having all those guys now, Trav can sit back and have a Mai Tai on the sidelines and say, see you in January, you know?
Or I'll get a 44-yard play.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know, wait a minute. It's like there's not a safety like looking me in the eyeballs. And then, oh, there's another one shading, half shading, because I don't have to worry about everything else. And it's like one dude's on me and it's like a corner. It's like a nickel corner. Watch this.
Yeah.
And so, I think, and Trav just seems to be in a really good place right now mentally. I think he sees it too. Like, okay, he's waited for it as well.
Yeah, he really has. And all the people who said he was washed. I don't know, Carrington, I think he's washed. You're right, Rob. He is. He's washed.
Yeah,
44
he's washed.
Yards.
And don't tell me Rob Gronkowski or all these guys better. Like, don't. Yeah. I don't want to waste oxygen on it. But it's exciting. We get fired up about the offense and talking about it. But to ignore the defense would be malfeasance on our part. This is a defense now that's starting to find its rhythm a little bit. We know rushing the passer to be, when Chris is on the field, there's a 41% pressure rate, I believe. When he's off, it's 24.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so it's got to be fixed. And then at the very least, even losing Norman Lott, they were thin in there before to have rotation in your inner techs because it's a long season. And so, I mean, even this week with the Commanders, Krosky Merritt is pretty decent running the ball. I'll get to that in a second, where they're dangerous. But defensively, this team's, man, hitting a stride. You hold a team to 3 first downs. I don't care if you're Shiny Mission North across the street.
Right.
Like that's a feat. But I ask Leo Chanel, to me, is the most underrated dude on this whole team.
Yeah, I mean, we talk
People
about
don't
it.
Think
we
of
talk
him
about
as
it,
an athlete.
You know, today.
And he's an amazing athlete.
That's
so.
Yeah, I was going to play that cut.
Yeah, and I asked Leo about it.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it. We talk about it, you know, today too in team meeting. We just got to find that consistency. Obviously, we had plays, you know, we wish we had back in crucial moments in those losses. But I just see a resilient team. You know, it's a lot of guys that have been in the situations before where we're not doing well. And we have a resilient team. I'm like, guys are humble enough to like, all right, what do we need to fix week to week? And guys are stepping up to the challenge.
I mean, that's what you want out of your defensive players. That's what you want on all of your players. We're resilient. We know we've been there before. We know we can fix this stuff. You get these guys buying in. I've said this till I'm blue in the face, Mitch, and I think you probably agree with this. It's just different here. The way that they get players to buy in, both offensively and defensively, quite honestly, it's just different here than it is anywhere else. Nobody else is doing EGE in the NFL. They're all like, I want to eat. Not everybody, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of Matt McMullen, you have him on later probably today, but we did a podcast this week on Defending the Kingdom that dealt with that exact thing, the power of unselfishness. And the fact that this, hey, you don't have some agent, screaming at a guy, you got to have targets and catches. We got to get an endorsement for dog food. So you got to have 10 targets and 8 catches. Mm-hmm. Well, that is that doesn't fit into the game plan anywhere. And we've seen that in all sports ruin a team. This team has none of that. And defensively, your point is well taken. The fact that they have to accept roles as well. And they have to do 3 or 4 different things. For example, Leo's a really good edge rusher. We just don't use him in there much and could. But Leo's athletic ability, he plays this kind of under humble servant role on that defense, but that's an explosive player. And him to fit right in with everything else, and the fact that you get in a rhythm with dime and safety, and we had Chamari Connor on the Kingdom show, he got into it. You've got to be unselfish in this defense. You can't chase sacks. I can't get out of my – I'm going to go junior say out and do my own thing here. That just wipes out a defense. There's none of that. So the unselfishness is huge. It's a good point.
So you talk about this defense. I think top 5 offense, top 5 defense in the NFL this year. Mariota's going to be the starting quarterback, but more importantly, they're going to put his pieces out there on the field. McLaurin's going to play. Yeah. Debo's going to play. Zach Ertz, the ageless tight end, who's still, I think, very underrated in the NFL. Yeah,
good point.
And then you mentioned Bill, the running back. How is Washington dangerous against this Chiefs team?
Big plays. They have the most 10-plus runs in the NFL. I don't know, they're 3-4. They've turned it over, but they've got 28 10-plus runs, and that's with basically Jacory Merritt, but the fact that Debo can do that too. If we're going to talk about how we can attack jet sweeps and all that, Debo. And then McLaurin is one of the more underrated receivers in the NFL and has been for seven years. So they have a bunch of big plays. McCaffrey has a 50-yard play. Jalen Lane, the rookie out of Virginia Tech, has a 90-yard punt return and I think a 60-yard reception. So they're able, even with Mariota, to get the ball at 20-plus yards and get those plays on you. So they can surprise you or shock you with those big plays. And even though they're beaten up, there's danger there. On the defensive side, they're I think they're second in the league in pressures. And it's you kind of overlook it with all the other woes that they've had, but this is also a team that can disrupt your timing with all of those weapons and the geometry talked about by getting pressure on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and that's, I think important now moving forward as we kind of see where this team is. Trade deadline approaching. Defensive line is still a major issue. It was an issue before Norman Lott went out, and now you're down a guy. They elevated a defensive back, which tells me they're probably keeping that roster spot open maybe for an addition of outside the organization.
Well, that was a special teams move. Knowles has been so good on special teams. And, you get 4 elevations. Actually, you get, 4 elevations. But when you elevate a practice squad guy for the 4th time, he must go on your 53-man roster. Or he becomes a free agent. So the Chiefs in the first 3 weeks used Knowles on special teams. He led the team in special teams tackles. And so this is a move mainly to get Knowles on special teams so you can – because we've been using starters on there.
Yeah.
Chamari Connor is second in this team in tackles. He's also second on special teams in tackles. And he likes to play special teams, but you're also testing fate if you're putting these guys out there all the time that are on the field all the time. So the fact that Knowles is a special teams addition takes nothing away from needing a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
So you got to... Yeah, I mean, at the least, you got to have a rotation in there.
Let me ask you this theory I had earlier in the show. Once the Chiefs get to the 50 and in and plus territory, it's 4 down territory, I think, from now on. Stop worrying about punting. Stop worrying about 1st and 10, and you got 3 chances to get a 1st down. I think once you get to the 50, it's 4 down territory now for this offense.
It was my minute with Mitch during the Detroit week where I had the thesis of we've changed 4th down in this league, and we got to give Detroit credit because usually it was lousy teams that were near the top of the league in 4th down attempts and conversions because they're just desperate. Detroit changed that. They used it as like, hey, we get 4 downs. Mm-hmm. Now the Chiefs, but nobody's talking about the Chiefs being right now at the top of the league in fourth down conversions and been very good. So it's a matter, too, of they spent a lot of time on it. They spent a lot of time in OTAs and camp on it, but they're really good now. So, yeah, I think that that's a very real possibility that when you get in that no man's land zone, for sure, it's, hey, it's less than 3 yards. Go for it.
Who the hell is Cale Kirby?
He's one of the greatest men on the planet. This week is Salute to Service Week.
Yes, sir.
And I love it that the fact that the Chiefs took the initiative on this, and then the league took it over, like, we'll take it from here, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of...
I feel like I'm back in college when the Mules went to the national championship.
Yeah.
I had to go through all those games. They went to Indianapolis, played the national championship. It was like, we go? No, you don't go.
No, you don't get to go. We'll take it from here. All right. What about... But Cale Kirby is in our equipment department.
Mm-hmm.
A great dude. He is so passionate. He spends all year long researching how the Chiefs will take Salute to Service and make it better than any team in the league. Now, let's just stop for a second. Within 2 hours of our voices here from where we're at are some of the most major military installations in the world.
Yep.
Whiteman Air Force Base, say no more. The Big Red One at Fort Riley is the most famous group in our country's history, maybe. Mm-hmm. You could argue that. Offutt Air Force Base, McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita and Omaha, respectively. What happens at Fort Leonard Wood? Fort Leavenworth, which is Command General Staff College, West Point of West Point. You're going to be a general in any of the armed services, you're going to Leavenworth. That's where you go to study. And all of, if we walked up there today, we would see all of our allies there studying too. This is all under our nose. So,
hang on a second. I want to get more into this. All of our allies, like other countries, have their generals over here at Leavenworth studying.
They study at Command General Staff College.
Oh, I just got goosebumps. That's cool.
Try to get a tour up there someday.
Okay.
It'll blow you. You're going, this is 40 minutes from me? Yeah. So you'll go up there and you'll see Germans and, you know, Australians. And there's the Australian generals are studying to be a general at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Yeah, it's an amazing place. But
can't beat them. Join them.
Well, that's it. And study right here. It's right here under our nose. Like, so, but Cale Kirby works all year long on trying to create, like we had the USS Kansas City a couple of years ago. He takes what the league initiative is. We started it. League took it. We take it back because Cale takes it back. And so I won't give the secret for this week, but it has to deal with maybe the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, United States Marine Corps. But Cale's so good at it that and sometimes he and I'll collaborate on it about ideas. And a couple years ago, we had, much like Army Navy, each one of our guys wore a different patch.
Yeah.
And for a different unit. And if they had some tie in with a family unit, then Cale sewed that patch on for them. And so it might be something similar this week for Salute to Service, but I just want to give Cale a shout out because, and I want to give our franchise a shout out. We spend a lot of time and effort on it instead of just saying, oh, it's Salute to Service Week, paint the end zone and wear camouflage. We make it a big deal. And National World War I Museum, yeah. I remember in 2018, we stopped pregame because it was the 100th anniversary to the moment when World War ended, mm-hmm. November 11th.
11-11-11.
Yeah. The 11th hour, 11th day, the 11th month.
Yeah.
And Arizona, it gives me chills to talk about it. Arizona and the Chiefs are warming up. It's that early warm up. You know, there's, and then all of a sudden the bells started ringing. The 21 bells that rang in Europe when it ended World War One, and everybody, Chris Conley was on our team then, 2018, he stops. And then everybody stopped one at a time. All of Arizona guys stopped, all of our guys stopped. And the whole crowd just became super silent as these bells tolled because it was like the end of World War One. And with the World War One Museum being here, it had even more meaning. But that's what I'm proud about. What can get lost in all the football stuff is how then football can get our attention to something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So Cale Kirby, shout out. He's awesome.
That's cool, man. Yep. Yeah, that's really I got the goosebumps here and all that kind of stuff.
Do you remember 2018?
I don't remember that.
It was 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was a noon game, so you're an hour before.
Yeah.
But
probably still in the park.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Everything stopped. Time stopped.
That's I love it. Yeah. That's awesome. We'll end it right there, Mitch. We appreciate the time and thanks for coming in, man.
Am I seeing focus on you? I'm looking right in your eyes with like the Will Ferrell eyes of Zeus.
That's right. I'm like Gaylord Fokker and Meet the Parents at the stoplight. I got to get home before you find out the cat's tail has been painted.
Dang, Ben Stiller.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.